Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for the Highlight Show, sponsored by Blue Emu, America's number one emu oil formula. It works fast and you won't stink. Search for a full line of Blue Emu pain relief products on Amazon today. Final game of this three-game series between the Mets and the Rockies. Mets went for a sweep of the homestand to close out the first half of the season. Jose Quintana against Germán Márquez. That was the pitching matchup. Quintana entered the day 15 consecutive scoreless innings, coming off back-to-back seven-inning shutout performances. Well, that came to an end pretty early. Charlie Blackmon led off the game with a base hit. Second batter of the game was Ezekiel Tovar.
First pitch to the right-hand batter, hit deep to left field. Back goes Nimmo. This ball's gone and long gone and into the second deck in left field to the right of the 358 mark. A no-doubter for Tovar, who jumps on a first-pitch changeup from Jose Quintana. For Tovar, his 13th home run of the year, and the Rockies have a 2-0 lead.
Two-run shot for Tovar, and immediately Colorado led 2-0. Quintana did settle in, though. He set down the next three Rockies with a pair of strikeouts. Shutdown inning for Germán Márquez on the mound for the first time in over a year. He set the Mets down in order with a couple of strikeouts as well. After Quintana set the Rockies down in order in the top of the second inning, the Mets mounted a mini rally in the home half. A one-out walk to Mark Vientos gave them their first base runner. Jose Iglesias followed with a base hit to left center, and Iglesias successfully stretched it to a double, but he overslid the bag and was tagged out at second for the second out. With Vientos over at third, Tyrone Taylor grounded out to end the second inning, 2-0 Colorado after two. The score remained 2-0 Rockies on to the bottom of the fourth inning. Francisco Alvarez led off for the Mets and reached on an infield single that pulled Márquez, the pitcher, off the bag trying to cover first. Third hit of the game for New York and a runner at first for Pete Alonso.
Here's Alonso with a runner on. Pitch. Swinging a high fly, deep left field. This one is gone to tie the game. I guess Pete's getting ready for that home run derby. It's a two-run shot in the air to left. He homers off Márquez, and the Mets and the Rockies are now tied 2-2. For Alonso, his 19th and his second home run in the last 16 games. He was desperate for a shot like that.
Yeah, first home run for Pete since July 2nd in Washington. That was our Smash of the Game, presented by Smashburger, 100% certified Angus beef burgers, fries, shakes, and more. Brand new ball game, 2-2 in the fourth inning. Mark Vientos flied out next. Jose Iglesias then worked a walk, and Tyrone Taylor followed with a base hit. First and second for Jeff McNeil. He worked a walk to load the bases. Harrison Bader went off to the very first pitch and popped it up to shortstop for the second out. Two outs and the bases full for Francisco Lindor. He drew a walk to score the go-ahead run, and that gave the Mets a 3-2 lead. Chance to add on for New York with the bases still loaded and Brandon Nimmo up, but the Mets could not. Nimmo grounded into a fielder's choice to end the rally in the fourth inning. 3-2 Mets after four. Rockies struck right back. Top of the fifth inning, Michael Tolia led off.
1-0 on the way. That's driven in the air pretty deep to right center. Bader going back. This might go, and it does. A home run for Tolia to the opposite field, beyond the bullpens, into the permanent seats, way past the 380 mark. And so for Tolia, his second home run of the series, his 14th of the year, and the Rockies have come right back to tie the game 3-3.
Second home run of the series for Tolia, not the last, in a 3-3 game. Colorado kept the pressure on as Sean Bouchard reached on an error by Francisco Lindor. A couple of groundouts later, the Rockies had a runner at second with two outs. Quintana then walked Ezekiel Tovar to put runners at first and second. Ryan McMahon up. Quintana able to strand both runners with a strikeout to keep the game tied at three at the halfway mark. Germán Márquez was done after four. Justin Lawrence took over in the bottom of the fifth. He set the Mets down in order. Then in the top of the sixth inning, Brenton Doyle provided us with our turning point of the game.
Brenton Doyle leads off. Jose Quintana's first pitch hit in the air to deep center. Bader going back at the track near the wall, and it's gone. On the first pitch, of the sixth inning, Jose Quintana allows his third home run of the game as Brenton Doyle hits his 15th of the year just to the left of the 408 mark, not too far from the home run apple. And so the Rockies, with their third home run of the game, have regained the lead. It is 4-3, Colorado.
That was the turning point of the game. Be listening tomorrow to WCBS 880 in the 8 a.m. hour for your chance to call in and be the 88th caller. If you can correctly identify the turning point of the game, you will win a pair of Mets tickets to an upcoming game. The Mets turning point of the game is sponsored by Riverhead Building Supply. With 13 locations on Long Island, they are everywhere you are and online at rbscorp.com. Eighth home run in July for Brenton Doyle. Colorado came storming back and had a 4-3 lead. Quintana came back with a strikeout of Brendan Rodgers for the first out of the inning. One out and nobody on, and Jacob Stallings at the plate.
2-1 pitch. That's lined in the air to left center. Fairly deep. Bader with Nimmo into the gap. Bader dives, and he makes the catch on the warning track. Tremendous play as Harrison Bader had to cover a whole lot of ground.
Yeah, he sure did. Enough for our save of the game, sponsored by Margaret Teets Nursing and Rehabilitation Center. Bader took away extra base hits from Jacob Stallings. Mets weren't out of the woods yet, even though there was nobody on and two outs. Once again, Michael Tolia was up.
Here's the 3-1 to Tolia. Swing and a drive in the air to left. Back goes Nimmo onto the track at the wall. It hits the top of the wall, stays in play. And does it. Going to second base. Nope. They're now the third base umpire says home run. Bruce Dreckman said it went over the orange line as Brandon Nimmo was back to get it, played the carom. And Tolia, who had pretty well stopped at second base, is then told by Bruce Dreckman, go all the way around. It's his second home run of the game. His 15th of the year, the fourth homer allowed today by Quintana, and the Rockies now have a 5-3 lead.
Second home run in as many innings for Michael Tolia, 5-3 Colorado, and that was it for Jose Quintana. Phil Maton took over and struck out Sean Bouchard for the final out in the sixth inning. Tyler Kinley took over for the Rockies in the home half of the sixth. Jose Iglesias led off the inning with a single to left. Mets couldn't capitalize, though. Kinley struck out two of the next three batters to strand Iglesias over at second base. In the seventh inning, Adrian Hauser on for the Mets. Charlie Blackman worked a one-out walk, and that put a man on for Ezekiel Tovar.
The 2-1 hit high in the air to left toward the corner. Nimmo back. He looks up. This one's going to go out for a home run. A high, majestic shot to left, maybe 20 feet inside the foul pole. And for the second time today, Ezekiel Tovar hits a two-run home run. The Colorado lead is 7-3. Tovar has been up and on four times. Two home runs, a double, and a walk. And this one, the third home run given up by Hauser in as many appearances. And this has changed the game significantly. The Rockies now up by four.
Yeah, it sure did. Fifth home run of the game for Colorado, a 7-3 lead on Tovar's second. Hauser did allow another base runner, but was able to escape the top of the seventh inning. Nick Mears was the next Rocky out of the pen. He allowed a leadoff single to Francisco Lindor and walked Brandon Nimmo. Mears responded, though. He struck out Alvarez, Alonso, and Vientos in order to end the seventh inning. Top of the eighth inning, Hauser returned and set down the first two Rockies, but once again, Michael Tolia was due up for Colorado.
3-2 to Tolia. And the pitch. Swing on a high fly ball. Well hit to left center. Bader going back. This may be number three, and it is. The third home run of the game for Michael Tolia. He hits it off the Great Wall of Flushing into the party deck to the left of the 370 mark. Michael Tolia with his third home run of the game. 16 on the year. And the Rockies now have an 8-3 lead.
First three-home run game by a Rocky this season and an 8-3 lead for Colorado. 8-3 on to the bottom of the eighth inning. Jalen Beeks, fourth Rocky out of the pen today, was on. Jose Iglesias led off with his third hit of the game. Tyrone Taylor followed with a walk. That put runners at first and second for Jeff McNeil.
The 0-1. Swing and a liner towards first. Fair ball. Base hit. Going into the right field corner. Iglesias rounds third. He scores. Going to third, Taylor. He'll be held there. And pulling into second with a double and a run batted in is Jeff McNeil. It is now the Rockies 8, the Mets 4. And just like that, the Mets have runners at second and third. Nobody out. And Harrison Bader coming up.
An RBI double for Jeff McNeil. The Mets had second and third with no one out. Beeks would face one more batter. He struck out Harrison Bader for the first out. Bud Black made another call to the pen, brought on Victor Vodnik to face Francisco Lindor. He walked him to load the bases. Brandon Nimmo next. He hit a ground ball to second. Rockies went for a force out at second to get Lindor. Taylor came in to score. That made it 8-5. Runners at the corners with two outs. Mets trying to cash in, and Francisco Alvarez at the plate.
So 2-2. Vodnik ready. Here's the pitch. Fastball hit in the air, straight away center, back goes Doyle, still going, onto the track, reaches up, makes the catch, and that retires the side. Nothing spectacular, in fact, a beautiful, graceful play by Brenton Doyle in center, and that retires the side, but Alvarez made a bid for at least an extra base hit, but it lands in the glove of Doyle, and the Mets settle for two in the eighth inning.
Off the bat, it sure did look like Alvarez had extra bases, but Brenton Doyle, a gold glove winner, able to track it down. Mets could not chip away any further. 8-5 Colorado after 8. Ninth inning, Danny Young on for the Mets. He tossed a scoreless inning. Last chance for the Mets came against Vodnik in the bottom of the ninth. Pete Alonso grounded out to start the inning, and then it looked like Mark Vientos had the same fate, but the ball skipped past the third baseman, McMahon. That allowed Vientos to reach on an infield single. Jose Iglesias then poked one the opposite way for his fourth hit of the game. All of a sudden, the Mets had the tying run at the plate. Tyrone Taylor next. Vodnik was able to get him on strikes, and the Mets were down to their final out. Jeff McNeil due up with two outs, but J.D. Martinez was available off the bench, so Mendoza decided to make a change. He went to Martinez. Two on, two outs, tying run at the plate. Victor Vodnik against J.D. Martinez.
Full count to Martinez. Vodnik sets. Here's the payoff pitch. Breaking ball, swung out and missed. Strike three. The ball game is over, and so is the Mets' five-game winning streak. Martinez strikes out. Vodnik gets it done. And the Mets settle for two out of three against the Colorado Rockies. They head to the All-Star break with a record of 49-46.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.